Well, if you're like me, you've made your way down to the Water Street pedestrian mall once or twice since they swung open the proverbial doors. And actually, it's attracting steady crowds, even when it's been chilly and overcast. But businesses within the designated area are bustling with patrons and foot traffic. It's not really the same case if you just go off street a few steps. Chris Scott is the owner of Toslow Restaurant. They're nestled there near the War Memorial site. And he joins me live by phone this morning. Good morning, Mr. Scott.
How are you doing?
Excellent. I thank you so much for checking in with the VOCM Morning Show. You have a beautiful little cozy location there with lots of comfort food. But how have you been adjusting to business life under this, and I quote, new normal?
we've definitely had to change up what we were doing down there. We've mostly just switched to takeout only. Just because of the capacity size of our spot. So, and obviously now at the half capacity, that leaves us with 13 as being our official capacity. So it's still been more safe for ourselves and customers to continue just to do takeout. So,
and has it been challenging for you being located away from the Water Street pedestrian mall area?
Yeah, I would agree so. And I know like a lot of our neighbors and other businesses up here on Duckworth have felt the same way. I think it's a great idea down there. But let's face it, when my capacity is at 13 and then you've got a deck down on Water Street that probably has a bigger capacity than that and their own interior of the business, well, you know, it's hard to compete with that for sure, right?
And then you have an added sort of hurdle, I guess you could say, because as soon as you step out of the doors of Toslow, you're on to the National War Memorial site. So I guess seeking any kind of approval for outside your restaurant has been trying, has it?
Yes. Yeah. We haven't even really thought about it. And well, we have thought about it. We haven't even thought about doing it because the red tape would be. Maybe we'd get open next summer with it. I don't know. I don't have much faith in the city and the red tape getting around that, especially with the NLC and stuff. So we kind of just decided to forego that for now, right?
It's definitely a different situation for you having that war memorial right there, of course. And it does make it also very beautiful at times. But, I mean, is it viable to stay in that location for you? Or do you have thoughts of maybe, I don't know, trucking it up to another area in the downtown?
Yeah, well, for ourselves, I mean, we've had our own issues with the building itself there, and we're in particular maybe the landlord. The area is beautiful, though. I mean, I think it's probably, for me, I think it's one of the best places in all of downtown, especially around the War Memorial and a little bit of the park, Harborside Park underneath it. It honestly is it's a really great area, especially in the summertime. But, you know, it'd be nice if, the area could also be used in different means as well, I guess, right?
Do you see yourself staying there in the coming years, or do you think you would consider a move?
We're certainly moving. We actually already have a new place picked out. I think we'll announce it later today is the idea, actually. So we'll be moving probably within a month or two.
I was trying to get you to say it now. So you are moving. All right. I'll leave it at that.
Yeah.
I'll call you later, Chris.
Yes, for sure.
On a whole, what are you hearing from your neighbors down there? I mean, it must be frustrating to just look down onto Water Street and see heads and heads and heads and tons of people.
Yeah, and I think, you know, and I think with our in regards to Toslow and our neighbors up here, you know, for Toslow, we're definitely a bit more casual. It's a bit more of a cafe kind of environment. It's mostly sandwiches and whatnot. And that's really easy to turn into a takeout type of business, you know. But for a lot of the more, you know, a little more formal, a little more sit-down restaurants, it's really difficult for them up here because, I mean, a lot of those just don't work at half capacity. So even when they're doing it, they're really only just maybe getting by. So, in that regard, I really feel for our neighbors because it is extremely difficult. And then when you have the pedestrian mall, well, it's all outdoors and it's hard to be able to sit outdoors in St. John's and have a drink, right? So.
It can be, yeah. It's true.
Yeah.
What more could the city be doing? We did speak to Mayor Danny Breen less than an hour ago, and he sort of indicated that they are really working double time to try and get all of these applications approved or at least processed.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think, I know, early on, I was getting emails from the downtown St. John's that had, it was a survey, essentially. I mean, it showed that maybe it will be sections of ductwork and water and whatnot. I mean, there certainly could be solutions for the ductwork side while still keeping traffic. I mean, one idea is like maybe if ductwork was only one-way street and water street was one-way street, you'd have less traffic on both, but then still room to, you know, have these outdoor areas for the summers and stuff. So, you know, I'm sure there's lots of ways to think about it for sure.
And will you be actively communicating with the city on these points? Because that's so true. You could have one way in both directions. I never even thought about that.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, and I think, you know, it's like I said, I do think the Water Street Pedestrian Mall is a great idea. It's a little sad that, you know, we had to go through a global pandemic to figure it out, maybe. But, you know, I think, yeah, I mean, I definitely have, you know, my thoughts on a lot of things that I wish they sometimes could listen to. But, yeah, we'll see. With hopefully the success of it will drive home to council and the like just what this city could be, and especially for our downtown core, which, you know, it's the heart of the cities. And, you know, it has its issues with the roads and whatnot. So, you know.
Mr. Scott, you're so right. It is the heart of the city. And I thank you so much for checking in and reminding our listeners of that.
Thank you.
Best of luck, and you have a wonderful day. I'll talk to you later.
Sure. Yeah, we'll talk again. Yeah.
All right, perfect.
Have a good one.
You too. That's Chris Scott, owner of Toslo Restaurant. And he did say they're planning on moving. So stay tuned to VOCM. I'll bring you all the details of that either later today or early tomorrow morning.